Yeah, I was testing that out for a little while until I guess it was until the buff patch. Cause they'd they'd let me try that out for a little bit. It was good. You know, I didn't have too many notes on it because it seemed to do. I mean, other than the fact that it doesn't really give you as much, it actually does give you the information behind the scenes. Oh, now it actually does better than it used to because it was just like numbers behind the scenes. Now it's actually when you hover over it, it'll tell you why it's telling you to keep the card.
Hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
I look forward to having that eventually available for me.
Yes. Yes. Well, you can play it on your fancy new gaming PC.
It's true. I could. Who have we not called that recently?
You know, you must have finished Expedition 33 by now. You should be able to play Hearthstone on it.
Yeah, everything except for Simon, who's the biggest boss.
But does that count? DLC,
Not the DLC, the one in Renoir's drafts, which I don't think was DLC.
Oh, I thought maybe it was.
The one in the Endless Tower is DLC. All those ones except for the first portrait in Endless Tower is DLC. But I think Renoir's drafts was in the original. I'm not sure though. Verso's drafts is definitely DLC though.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, I did beat Askia, although I had to lower the difficulty back down to Expeditioner to do so. I was like, I could spend another half hour to an hour learning this pattern, or I could just lower it down. So I decided.
Well, now you can be an expert at Super Mario RPG.
Mm-hmm.
With all those skills for reacting in the middle of turn-based combat.
Okay, let's do this link. Okay, let me add this in to that.
I mean, I haven't gotten anywhere in Expedition 33, but I'm like two-thirds of the way through Trails of Coldsteel 4, and I've apparently gotten far enough that, like, every female character is professing their undying love to the main character in a bonding event, so... It's like to the point where it's like, do I even want to? Like, it's like characters that have had like no interest. It's like, there are other men in the game. Like, first of all, it's very heteronormative.
Uh-huh.
But also it's like, there are, even if you're going to do that, like there are other guys. There's like a whole bunch. And like, not one of them is like, hey, maybe I should just like go talk to Micaiah over here. Like, I don't need to, you know, compete with every other woman in this world for this one guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's sad because they're like, I know you're not looking at me that way, but I have to tell you how I feel. And it's like, really? Do you?
I I'm not sure you do.
We can just leave. Stop here.
Yeah.
Actually, one thing that I kind of like, I never fully played through Dragon Age Inquisition. I might at some point, but I just kind of like watched the story. It was only on PC, and I only just now can do that if I wanted to, but. One thing that I liked about it was that if you don't romance a character, they will, like, romance each other.
Yeah. Well, that super does not like, happen in the Trails games, at least the ones that I'm playing.
Like, they have their own lives, and they don't just pine after you forever.
Yeah. And this isn't even considering the one character who flirts with the main character, like, constantly and shamelessly to the point that the other characters tell her to knock it off constantly. And also, she's his student, which is... extra creepy. So yeah, yay Japan. Hooray anime, like, fantastic. It's like, oh, she's only 16, like, okay, can we not?
Not even it's a college student, got it.
Yeah, oh no, it's high school. Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah. It's like the one thing I don't like about it is just like the whole harem thing is a little much, especially like this far into the game. Like, it was like kind of endearing at some points in like the first couple ones. Now it's just, and it was just like a couple that you actually had to like develop a relationship with. And now it's like anyone with a pulse and 2X chromosomes is just falling head over heels over him. And it's like, okay, can we tone it back a little bit? It's like 20 to 30% off there.
Yeah, you have to actually like earn what you're doing here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they also give you enough bonding points in these segments that like there's only one person that you're going to not be advancing the relationship with. So they're all just like fawning. It's ridiculous.
There is a tiny bit of romance in Expedition 33, like later in the game.
Which I didn't totally understand how it worked. And I was like, oh, I would have done this differently.
Yeah. If it was like actually like if I were actually the character of these people, the other one would have been who like I would prefer to be with. But for the character who you actually are at that point, I'm like, yeah, but I don't know that I actually feel like the story works better the way that I did it, even though it's not what I would prefer if I was the character. Like, don't want to say anything more than that because there's so many spoilers on every side. So I'll DM you.
I'm not sure Wicked can ever play this game.
I can't play it, but yeah, no, there might be people in chat.
There could be people in chat.
You can't spoil something for me that I'm not going to experience organically otherwise. It's, you know, it's actually impossible. I am impervious. So
yeah, maybe
I am hexproof and indestructible. So yeah.
But if anyone watching who has not played this game, as long as you're okay with the no mini maps, which if you are not neurodivergent, is kind of fun in its way. I was like in the middle where like there were some times that were it was frustrating, particularly the Forgotten Battlefield for some reason. I just got so lost in the Forgotten Battlefield.
Yeah.
I eventually, like as it went on, I had somewhat better idea of how the maps sort of worked, but I definitely still sometimes had to like look at a guide because otherwise you miss a lot of side stuff.
Most offending location. Yeah.
Yeah. There was just like, and there was one point where I was like, I think I got everything, but I know I missed a petank or a petonk or however you pronounce it. And I was like, I would like that reward, please, but I do not know where it is. It had taken long enough to find the main story stuff in it. Although, knowing that the lights are on the main path, when someone finally told me that, I was like, this is amazing. This helps a lot. So then you can just go away from the lights first and then go towards the light second. Yeah.
Dude.
There is apparently a mini map mod.
So maybe you can play it.
Maybe that is something that I have to look at. Yeah.
What, do you have it on Steam Deck? Is that the...
I don't own it. When I was playing, it was before I canceled the Game Pass.
Ah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Oh no, the Steam sale just ended, didn't it?
Yeah. Did it?
I think so.
I thought it was going to April 1st.
Oh,
maybe.
Oh, does it? Maybe.
No, maybe it was till the 26th. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I feel like you gave such a nice the playmat from like December, and I just like did not get myself together. So I feel like I owe you something, and maybe. Oh, if it gets you to play Expedition 33, then I am.
Oh, it is still on sale, apparently. Yeah. It's just part of a bundle, I guess, with Sifu. How do I own Sifu? How do I own Sifu?
I don't know. Maybe you got it on sale at one point. It's a good game.
I wouldn't have bought it, though. I must have gotten it from a Humble Bundle or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's in my library.
Or like somebody gave it to you, maybe?
Quality game.
Yeah. That's going to bother me. How do I own Sifu? I don't remember. Okay. it must have been that. Because that's not a game I'm buying.
I know my limits.
Yeah.
Well, are you saying because it's a fighting game or because it's
because I'm not gonna play because I'm gonna suck at it and I'm gonna hate life. Sure. And then it's like I'm not and it's like I'm not going to buy a game that's going to make me actively have to acknowledge how old I'm getting. Like, that's not what I'm into. I'm looking for escapism, which is why I'm playing turn-based games now.
So if you play Expedition 33, let me know, and I will give you, once you get a little bit further than you did when you were trying it, there's like a control healing build with one of the characters who can resurrect you.
I will say it's going to be probably at least a year from now because I have a lot of trails to catch up on.
Mm.
All right. Well,
and if I like, this is why I haven't been buying JRPGs because any other JRPGs, despite how good they are. Because like I saw that like there was a Bravely Default remaster.
Yeah.
And I saw that. I'm like, oh, I should get that. No, I shouldn't, because I have JRPGs for literal days. And I'm not going to play it for a year. So there's no point in me buying it now. I may as well wait a year for the price to come down. And then the price will be down a little bit further. And then I'll play it then when I'm finally caught up with Trails. And I've got 4.5 games ahead of me before I'm at that point. You know, no big. You know, just all like,
right, fair enough.
Just like a full fiscal quarter of work weeks to, to finish it.
So what you need to do is quit your full-time job that you've, you know.
Well, no, it's my full-time job that gives me the time on the train to be able to make progress in the game, you see.
I see.
Otherwise, I'd be playing Slay the Spire and then I'm not making any progress. That's what's happening, you see.
Dude, it's a problem. That game is...
It's very good. Yeah. And yeah, I was actually made myself late to Commander because I got myself stuck in a Slay the Spire run on Sunday. So, yeah. which is quite the sentence to be saying, but, you know, it is what it is.
Of any group that might be accepting of that excuse for being late.
I mean, I wasn't even late. Like, it starts at 2:30, but if you're not early, then if you're on time, then you're late because like all the tables fill up.
Mm. I see.
So it's like, I got there at 2:15, which was technically early, but actually late.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, the Pokemon people clear out at 2, and that's when people actually start, like, getting tables and stuff.
Got it.
Anyway, we should probably record a show about Hearthstone instead of all the other games.
I mean, yes.
Okay. let me make sure that you can hear things. Well, why is it not playing?
Okay, I was gonna say I didn't. Okay, that I hear. Okay. Yeah, that I hear.
Yeah, no, I clicked it and it was just sitting there on 0 seconds, and that was like, no, please don't do that. We've been so good for so long. Please don't do that. Like, okay,
not like this.
Yeah, no, I don't need that today. I've had enough things break at work that I don't need that breaking too. Okay, cool. You have audition things ready to go?
I do.
Okay.
I should, however, probably finish up this game real quick.
If it's Slay the Spire, you can save an exit.
It is not. I guess, you know, proof of what we're going to be talking about, it's continued to be all imbue druids. Mm. But yeah, this is...
Oh, are you getting the Slay the Spire board game, by the way? I didn't mean to throw you into an existential crisis, but...
What? They just concede? I haven't seen an imbue druid concede like that.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, if it's not an easy win, then why should they bother playing? They'll just, you know, kill two more people in that time.
I did just sit on a stealth spell damage minion and opu them. So, yeah.
Oh, you're doing those That'll sorts work. Of things. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's just put in, you can put your rogue deck in the deck sheet that is now under Dexplanations.
Well, I have three rogue decks. It's all work in progress.
Okay, so we can start the show before you start looking up how much the Slay the Spire board game costs and then getting sad. So
it's like a Kickstarter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's triple digits for sure.
I mean the Divinity one similarly.
Yeah.
I actually got it
Like, you did?
First Kickstarter? I did, so I can, like... I'm driving
the Slay
BlizzCon.
The Spire one or the Divinity one?
The Slay the Spire one, not the Divinity one. Mm. The less exciting. But it's probably too much to try to play at BlizzCon. But I could bring it because we're driving.
I have heard that the co-op in Slay the Spire 2 is kind of like having the board game.
We should probably try that at some point.
We should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we should also probably talk about Hearthstone.
Yeah, I'm trying to add to this sheet. Okay.
We can use this as the after content if we like.
Oh dear, how do I add to these again?
Make sure you're logged in.
I should probably just bring up HSP play and see. Oh no, I did play the warrior.
My problem is that I like no longer have a good board game in person group. Like I got it when I did, and now I don't.
Yeah.
I never have really. So
my like one person who would be best for this just had a baby a few months ago. So that's not super conducive to long involved board games.
Yeah, it does make it more challenging.
What did I just do? Oh no!
About the same as scheduling. You know, TTRPGs, so mad.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The baby is now sleeping, only waking up once in the night, which is pretty good.
That is pretty good. Yeah. So it's like a new baby. Yeah.
He's like 7 months.
Okay. Yeah.
8 months. So not like brand new, but less than a year. Yeah.
That reminds me, I'm going to be out April, the week of April 12th to 18th.
Oh, we also have Passover next week.
Indeed.
All right.
We'll have to figure that out.
So, a few scheduling things to manage coming up.
Well, and I will not be going. I was thinking about trying to go to New York City with my friend, but then I was like, oh, that's the first week of my practicum. That is not a good idea. So.
Not ideal. Yeah.
It's like, tough. It might be spring break, but it's the first week of the practicum. Theoretically, I could do that from New York because it's just a Zoom, but it didn't seem wise. Plus, right. Then I wouldn't be able. I'd be like trying to start with students and then immediately going on vacation.
Not
a good plan.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't.
I'm
do
ready
that.
To go.
Okay.
All right.
Clapping your hearts and starting the show in 5, 4, 3, 2.